Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, May 14th. Owen Sound police have located a vehicle believed to be involved in a recent fatal hit and run. A male pedestrian was struck and killed while walking in the area of 5th Street East and 5th Avenue East around 3 a.m. this past Saturday morning. Now police say they've seized a white Honda Civic and a forensic examination's being completed. While this is a significant development in the investigation, Owen Sound police continue to appeal for tips. Investigators are asking anyone who lives in the area where the collision happened to review any surveillance or doorbell camera footage. A local healthcare advocacy group is visiting Queen's Park today. Grey Bruce Health Coalition Chair Brenda Scott says a small group from the region will be joining the Ontario Health Coalition as a delegation to speak about hospitals in Chesley and Durham.
We want to bring the message forward one way or another to ultimately to the Minister of Health to say we want full-time ER services in Chesley and Durham.
Scott says the local healthcare group will take part in question period and meet with MPPs while at the legislature. Work on the new Paisley Fire Hall and Public Works Building has begun. A groundbreaking ceremony was held this week to mark the start of construction. The new $5 million Fire Hall and Public Works Building will replace the aging Station 80 and is designed to meet the needs of the community for decades to come. Meaford's looking into reestablishing its business improvement area. Council approved a motion during Monday's meeting to have staff provide a report about levy impacts for businesses in the former BIA. Some engagement about potentially expanding the former BIA district will also be undertaken. Meaford dissolved its BIA 3 years ago and replaced it with a new Main Street organization, but several councillors feel the former BIA provided better support to downtown businesses. Harley Greenfield is a Meaford councillor.
I think the time is right now, and I wouldn't have any idea where the new boundaries might fall in, but it's certainly worth looking into.
The Ford government is making its gas and fuel tax cut permanent. The province lowered its gas tax by 5.7 cents per liter nearly 3 years ago and has repeatedly extended the cut since then. Premier Doug Ford says tomorrow's government budget will have a measure to make the cut permanent. And Honda's putting a multi-billion dollar expansion plan at its Alliston plant on hold. The two-year pause will give the company time to figure out what will happen with EV sales and tariffs. Honda had planned to build a battery plant and assemble electric vehicles in Alliston. It says the decision has no impact on current employment or production at the facility. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for more gains at the opening bell this morning. Futures up slightly in pre-market trading. Yesterday, a mixed close. The Dow fell 269 points to 42,140, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ advanced 1.5% for the tech stock benchmark, a five-day winning streak now for the NASDAQ. The TSX was 84 points higher to 25,616. Bitcoin down around 1% this morning, hovering at just under 104,000 US. The price of oil also off slightly to under 63 per barrel, while gold's trading a quarter point lower, 3,240 an ounce. And the Canadian dollar is at 71.75 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by RE/MAX. Dallas beat Winnipeg 3-1 to take a 3-1 series lead. The Jets had the most road wins in the regular season, but they're 0-5 in the playoffs. Tonight, it's the pivotal Game 5 between the Maple Leafs and Panthers. The home team has won every game in this series, and this one's in Toronto. Also tonight, Edmonton visits Vegas. PWHL playoffs, Ottawa has top seed Montreal on the brink after a 1-0 shutout, and the Senators need to win tonight in Minnesota to keep their season alive. OHL London defeated Oshawa. The Knights need one more to punch their ticket to the Memorial Cup. No surprise at the Worlds. Canada shut out France 5-0. NBA, Indiana eliminated the Cavaliers in 5, and the Thunder took a 3-2 series lead on Denver. The Blue Jays blew a 9th-inning lead and lost to Tampa. And MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced that lifetime bans would expire after death. That means Pete Rose will be eligible for the Hall of Fame. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. That is sports. You can always find more and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather is coming up next. Mostly cloudy with a chance of some showers today and a high of 22. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 14. And mainly cloudy tomorrow, chance of some showers, possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high of 24.